Sam, I don't know if Murphy's told you much about this at what's going on at our house lately, but it's kind of sweet. It's funny how things change.
Well, if it's kind of sweet, I probably didn't hear about it.
Oh, well, you're about to.
I'm wondering what it is now, and I live there.
It's Phoebe and Taylor popping in more and more.
Your daughters. Yeah,
our daughters
right,
are
our
showing
kids.
Up.
So they both live at, you know, college right now, but not far away. And one night last week, they had an internet problem at their apartment, and they both had studying to do. So they called and asked if they could come home and work. And I'm like, sure, come on. I just made dinner. Thank goodness I've made
What a coincidence.
I'd made four turkey burgers instead of two, and I thought we were going to have them and have them for leftovers. Nope. So they showed up and had dinner. It was nice. It was very impromptu.
Yeah,
it was fun. And then the internet was not back hours later. So they spent the night again.
Oh, nice.
And it was
a little common theme going here,
it was
huh?
So sweet.
Can we come home and use the internet?
I mean, we love you and all, but.
Yeah.
It was so sweet. And, you know, they spent the night. The next morning, I get up early, crack of dawn. I can see that, you know, Taylor's in her old room and Phoebe's in her room. And it's like, oh, this is sweet. This is different. The dogs are loving it and whatnot. And Phoebe did the same thing last night.
Mm-hmm.
She came by and, you know, last minute spent the night. Again, and it's very sweet. And I'm walking down the hall, and it's like, oh, she's here. And this is probably a lot of moms in my position. We've been empty nesters for a good chunk of time now.
About 6 months, yeah.
Yeah. And so when I walk up and down the halls of my house now, it's like
ghost town.
Well, you look, oh, Phoebe's room. It's so still and quiet and clean in there. And the guest bathroom is so beautiful now. And I do miss the girls, but man, I love the clean. And I thought they're going to be bringing all of their stuff back in because Phoebe may be moving back in.
Yeah.
I don't know if you knew that. And I want them in. I want them back. I want them to be with us as much as they need to. But that's part of me that's like, oh my gosh, they're going to bring all that stuff back that we finally got cleaned out.
Yeah.
Do you know that I think that when I walk up and down the hall?
Yeah.
Well, when she comes back, you can always lay down the new house rules.
You don't get to use any bathroom.
True.
Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube.
Love having you there. And we asked for our friends, Lori and Paul, who are getting married after 6 years of dating. What is your most useful marriage advice for them? Real life marriage advice. Hmm. Not something you read on a card, but like real life. And I love these. Mark says, the way your parents did things is not the only way to do things. And it is okay to do things differently than they did. Find your own way together. That means everything. Raising children, laundry, cooking, finances.
Amen.
That's really cool.
Yeah, I had that experience. And I mean, I'll tell you, number two. She had her family way of doing it, and I grew up another way. And
right.
So when you come together, it's like, well, this is how it's done over here. Well, this is how it's, you have to find your own way.
Is that something you talked about before? Is that something you learned after, hey, we're home from our honeymoon, now let's live?
Yeah, learned experiencing it as it
went.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I, you know what?
Well, you don't learn everything always in advance. You do have to live
you
through
can't.
It.
You can't. Oh, yeah. No, you can't.
Although, Lori and Paul have been together for 6 years, so hopefully they've had some of these conversations.
Hopefully. Yeah. But it's a really good piece of advice. And if you get an amen from Sam about marriage, listen up. Yeah. Lindsay says, pick your battles. It is not all serious. Sometimes you need to swallow your pride and think, does this mean more to them than it does to me? If it does, then let them decide the outcome.
You know,
there can't be two kings in one castle.
Hey,
that's
here
a great
go.
Way of putting it. I also, to me, it's making sure, remember, that you're both on the same team.
Yes.
At the end of the day, you're both on the same team.
Is
that really
like,
worth
what are you
picking?
Fighting for?
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Are you fighting for each other?
Right.
Yeah, who's the head coach and who's the assistant?
I love this from Lindsay. Can't be two kings in one castle. Sometimes you just need to take turns stepping down. We've been married just over 21 years. Congrats, Lindsay. My favorite piece of marriage advice that I ever heard was in times of trouble, when things are tough, whether it's an argument or something big, turn toward each other, not away from each other.
Yeah, that's great advice.
Yeah, that's a good one too, right? Keep it coming. We love having you there.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has your Hollywood Outsider.
Gonna let you know everything you need to know about House of the Dragon Season 2 because, Sam, it is coming.
Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Brought to you by Avatar, The Last Airbender.
HBO or Max, or if you want to call it HBO Max,
yeah,
like I probably always will. They are bringing us, we got a date now for House of the Dragon Season 2. It's going to be in June. Are you ready, Sam?
This year
in June. And here's what's up. You know, I'm a throny. Game of Thrones is my favorite. I've seen it many times, too many times. But House of the Dragon, I only saw that first season once. Yeah. I tried to go back and watch it again. And I just, I don't know if I care enough. I want to. So are you going to watch it again before this one lands?
I have to, because I won't remember everything.
Look, a lot of people will. So the new season will be on HBO in June. All the big players are back. Matt Smith, Olivia Cooke, Emma D'Arcy, and all the names and faces that you know.
They're keeping dragons, too.
More dragons this time.
Ooh,
and they're saying, this is the Targaryen reign, Murphy.
Duh.
Yeah, see, this doesn't mean anything to me,
but
unfortunately.
You know what Targaryen is. You know Khaleesi.
I
know you know.
I love Khaleesi.
I know you do. So anyway, everything else about it's being kept tightly under wraps. But here's what's up. I'm going to give you a little clue.
Uh-huh.
Stephen King always reminds everybody, if you can't wait for the movie, you can always read the book. Mm. House of the Dragon, the series, is based on the book Fire and Blood. So all those stories you heard in Game of Thrones that everybody's kicking back to, the Targaryens, that's the show. That's what the show is, and you can read the book as well.
Coming up next.
Can't wait to tell you who I'm taking on my summer vacation this year. You know, I know we just came back from our Christmas holiday.
Did we?
A couple months. Yeah.
January felt like a year.
Well, the reason I bring it up is we need to start talking about summer.
Fine,
and we need
me.
To come up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody summer vacation dates because I got holidays and vacation plan.
Yes.
It's a smart time of the year anyway. If you're going
to
get the deal, the right price on things before they book up. Yeah, right.
Are you doing another solo Sam trip?
Yeah, it's going to be solo Sam version, or I don't know, part two or whatever this
2.0.
year. Yeah. Last year it was Red Rocks and Denver and all the fun stuff there, the alpacas and the concerts. And there is a concert at Red Rocks I'd like to go see this year, depending on the dates. But more than likely, we're going New England this year.
Okay.
Nice.
There was a bunch of reasons for this.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, New Haven, Connecticut, pizza capital of America.
That is so right for you.
Neapolitan pizza. These people do. I've seen it so many times.
How is that considered the pizza capital of America?
You have New York pizza, and you have Chicago deep dish and Detroit pizza.
Yes.
They do the old Neapolitan, old world style, thin, fired pizza.
Okay.
In New Haven. And they've got like three or four restaurants that are like,
I've always heard it's the closest you're going to get to European-style pizza in the United States.
Yeah, it's the closest you'll get to DiGiorno's here in the U.S.
Yeah, okay.
So, this is exciting.
There's some places there.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Also in New Haven is the original hamburger place in the U.S., the place that created the hamburger, Lewis Lunch.
Mm-hmm.
In Boston, we got the Red Sox a couple hours away, and we got all that history stuff, Bunker Hill, North Church, and... In that time frame that's looking like it, there might be a stop in Massachusetts for Willie Nelson.
Oh, really?
Yeah. July the 2nd, he's going to be outside of Foxborough.
Yes.
Willie, the Outlaw Music Tour, Bob Dylan, Alison Krauss.
You have upped your game on the plan.
No kidding,
This is made for you. It's a foodie trip. It's a music trip.
Yeah, it's a foodie trip, but it's
mostly
a pizza trip.
I know.
And it's like pizza heaven trip.
That's a trick for everybody planning. Stop thinking about where you're going and thinking about what you want to do or what you want to consume and begin planning there.
That's where we're going right now. That's where it's looking like, and we'll fill in the holes around it for fun stuff.
Up next, Jody's Three Things to Know Today. Here's three things to know today.
Brought to you by Boot Barn.
Number one, of course you noticed or knew that Meta platforms went down yesterday for a bit. Facebook, Instagram, Threads, and Messenger. The Meta spokesperson says, look, we resolved the issue quickly as possible, and we apologize for any inconvenience. They called it a tech issue.
Mm-hmm.
They did not go into it any further. And of course they chose, this was interesting, to let everybody know, hey, that we're down on X.
Yeah.
Something that the world and Elon Musk
because it was still
noticed.
Working.
And number two, a new rule, capping credit card late fees at $8. Hmm. This is all a big part of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau to get rid of junk fees, and it's from the Biden administration. Normally, you pay about $32 if you're paying late. Yeah. Now you're paying $8, which is going to save, if you pay late often, save an American family a lot of money there in credit card fees. And number three, Applebee's and IHOP are opening combined restaurant locations. They've done a few test locations, and they said they made more money. So it's both restaurants, you know, separate kitchens, but they share a dining room.
Pancakes on one side and Applebee's on the other.
Right. Like, what, chicken wings or something like that? But it's a combo concept, and expect more of them coming soon because it's worked for them. So expect it soon.
You're in the know. Three things to know today.
International Women's Day on Friday, and instead of just putting it all on one day, we're celebrating in a little bit every day this week, correct? So it dawned on me when thinking about this, it's not just women who are, you know, breaking barriers and, you know, inventing things and running major companies who really affect you, especially if you're a young girl or just finding your way. You know, it's the women in your life. So I have, you know, three things to know, if you will. Three examples.
Another three things to know?
Of some incredible things that women have said to me over my life that I want to share.
Okay.
One was one of the best pieces of advice I ever heard. And it was a woman who was a therapist. I think you know who I'm talking about, Murphy. Mm-hmm. I went to see her for a short period of time in my life when I had been given some news that was hard for me to deal with. Like some news that came my way that I wasn't expecting, and I just needed some help sorting it out. And I went to her and I told her the story. It's a you know, family thing. And I said, I don't know how I should feel about this. And she said, there's no should here at all. There's no way that you should feel about it. There's only how you actually feel about it. Mm-hmm. And with that one statement, my whole thought process on the situation changed. So there is there's no way that you should feel about anything.
Right.
It's only how you actually feel.
Yeah, and and what you do with it afterwards.
Right. Yep. Which is what we kind of worked on a little bit until I stopped going.
Yeah, I notice a pattern here.
My other one, my second one that I want to share is from someone that I used to work out with. Because also for a period of time, I used to work out with a friend of ours, Dawn, and she's a personal trainer. And you know how I'm sort of jokey. And the first time she... You know, we started working together. She brought the mat in and the weights, and she was going to start all this stuff. She turned the music up, and she said, this is what we're going to do. And I made a joke. I said, look, I'm going to do anything you say, but I want to work on my butt. I would love for my behind to look a little bit more like Jennifer Lopez. And I'm jokey, but she stopped the music. And she said, I tell all of my clients this. She has that DNA. That's her DNA, and she takes care of herself. All you can do is work with what you've got and take care of yourself. So you're going to have the best that you can have, but I can't give you that. And it's so true. And it was such a brilliant thing that she needed, that I needed to hear.
Sure.
The number one, though, I'll tell you next. And of course, it was from my grandmother. As we were saying, International Women's Day on Friday, but we didn't want to celebrate just one day. We want to celebrate every day this week. Right, guys?
Yes.
Okay. And so in sharing some of the most incredible pieces of advice I've ever received in my life being from women, one was a therapist, one was a personal trainer, but man, the one that gets you in the gut was from my grandmother. Now, Murphy, you knew my grandmother.
She was feisty, and she stood up for things, and she was a very strong person.
She was all heart. Yep. All heart and looking for a bargain and ready to stand up for her family at any cost. Mm-hmm.
And she thought the internet was evil, right?
She didn't like the internet. She whispered it. Mm. She didn't like it, and that's okay.
Yeah.
I miss her so much. I spent a lot of time with her when I was a little girl, and every time I get a good bargain, I think of her. But something that she said often, but if she told you these words... She was trying to give you advice without giving you advice. And she was just, because the first time I ever heard her say these words, I was a little girl and I did not know what they meant. Now, they're not original to her. It's an old saying.
Yeah.
She would say this, you better keep your words sweet because one day you may have to eat them. We've all heard that, right? Yeah. That's an old saying. Now, when the first time I was hearing that, I was I don't know, at the house, you know, having an argument with my brother. We were fighting over ice cream in her kitchen, and I didn't even know what she meant. I'm thinking, this is sweet. You know, what are you talking about? I can say what I want to him. I didn't know what that meant until I grew up. Mm-hmm. And I would watch her try to keep her words sweet. When she was upset about something, I can remember her mouth twitching. At church, even, not wanting to say something that she couldn't take back to someone.
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about? You know somebody well enough to know their body movements and tells.
Yeah.
So keep your words sweet, because one day you may have to eat them. All she was trying to say was, she was trying to convey the power of the tongue, the power of words, and that something that you say can cause irreparable damage.
Yes.
Like, and it just can.
Yeah. In writing, too, for that matter.
Anyway, just some of my greatest, as we celebrate all kinds of women who've achieved a million things, sometimes those best lessons come from within your own family.
Trending now, Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Brought to you by Avatar, The Last Airbender.
Keanu Reeves is coming back to the big screen for a really cool movie soon.
Doc, 5 seconds.
Not John Wick. Although we love him as John Wick, right?
I think that has run its course, though.
Thank you. Agreed.
After the fourth one, it's like, okay.
And I think he knows that. I mean, I'm sure he wants to do something else. So the new movie is called Outcome. He stars alongside Cameron Diaz, who had retired from acting, but now she's popping up in a few different things, like something on Netflix later this year. But Outcome, they're both in final negotiations to be a part of this. And Jonah Hill is directing in it and will also star in it, too. Keanu Reeves plays this damaged Hollywood star who kind of gives it up and he's done. And then he starts getting extorted with some mysterious video clip from his past, and so it brings him back into the limelight. It sounds kind of interesting. Mm. It sounds like a good story.
Yeah.
All right, moving on. The Academy Awards happen this Sunday in Hollywood, and some other presenters have been announced. So, star-studded night, Ariana Grande will be there.
Oh.
We know that Ryan Gosling is performing, but he's also going to be presenting.
Yeah.
Melissa McCarthy presenting, Steven Spielberg, Forrest Whitaker. They do say that Al Pacino and Michelle Pfeiffer are expected to be there. So, everybody's kind of hoping for a little Scarface reunion on stage.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Music news is on the way, including a surprise. It's great news for NKOTB fans.
Sam's got music news.
Powered by Sky Rizzy.
Big surprise for all you blockheads. That's the name for
New Kids on the Block
fans.
Okay. I don't remember that being that. Is that new?
Well, congratulations on you not knowing that.
Did you join the fan club? I don't think so.
I didn't even really for sure know that.
They said they got a brand new album they're going to drop on us May the 17th. It's called Still Kids, and the first song is called Kids.
Jump in the drop top, cause we're taking it up.
Sounds like a boy band.
Yeah. Half the songs, 14 songs, written by Donnie. The other half written by Joey.
Okay.
And this Friday, the Kelly Clarkson Show, it's going to be an NKOTB takeover.
That's going to be fun.
They'll be performing and hosting and all that kind of fun stuff.
Man.
And don't forget, they go out on tour this summer in June, the Magic Summer Tour with DJ Jazzy Jeff and Paula Abdul.
Now that's fun.
And a new album, so it's really going to be fun.
I thought Taylor Dane also on some
she's
some
got
dates.
A song on one of the, yes. She's got a song on one of their on the album.
Oh, that's it.
DJ Jazzy Jeff has a song on their album too.
Excellent.
So that should be kind of fun. Hey, you know what? We don't talk about Bruno Mars anymore.
Why?
He hasn't done anything lately.
That's not true.
That's what we thought.
Pinky Lounge.
Yeah, the Pinky Lounge opened on Super Bowl weekend. Did you know that?
I did know that because I do follow.
Yeah.
He opened up a lounge at the Bellagio.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I know.
And if you ever go to the Pinky Lounge, you can't bring your phones in.
Nice.
Yeah, or they have to be off. No photos. So it's because what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
But also, Bruno says, you know, he ended back in February his Vegas residency. He's decided to add some more dates.
Good.
Got about 5 in June, 6 or 7 in August, and 1 in September. So,
man.
And that's at Park MGM still.
Yes. He puts on a hot show. I mean, you're exhausted after, and he's incredible.
He's one person I want to see. I want to see him and the dancing and all that
stuff.
I've
seen him. He moves with everything.
And the Academy of Country Music Awards, the ACMs, they said, you know what? Texas is pretty nice. We're going back next year. Garth, of course, you remember last year, hosted with Dolly.
Give it up for the GOAT, Dolly Parton!
I had forgotten.
Yeah, they're going to have it again this year at the Ford Center. That's the Dallas Cowboy practice facility. So at least we get to see some winners come out of there. And that's your music news.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has three things to know today.
Here's three things to know today.
Brought to you by Boot Barn.
Number one, yesterday was Super Tuesday. So here's the roundup for you. Voting was mostly as expected. President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump racked up their delegate, some impressive totals, I guess. Although neither has the nomination locked up yet, and neither had a clean sweep of victories. Number two, Target is launching a paid membership tier called Target Circle 360 starting April 7th. There's a promotional like introductory price of $49 for the first year. So what do you get? You got to decide for your family if you use this a lot anyway. Would make sense. Unlimited free same day deliveries if the order is $35 or more, and free 2-day shipping, an extra 30 days to make any returns, things like that. You have to,
you know, but Amazon and Walmart, you get a channel too. TV, you know, a streaming channel. I guess Target doesn't have one yet.
Sounds like some fighting words there. Maybe they will.
Hey.
I'm glad that you're aware of that.
Yeah.
And number three, yesterday after Meta's technical issues and Threads and Messenger and Facebook and Instagram being down, Meta decided to update everybody about that on X, which did not go unnoticed by the owner, Elon Musk, who they have an, you know, Zuckerberg and Elon have a rivalry.
Yeah.
So Elon's post was, if you're reading this, it's because our servers are working.
You're in the know. Three things to know today.
How do you change the weird ways you sleep? In other words, maybe you are not this person. I know I wake up and I'm in weird positions. Like, I didn't intend to start this way. I didn't start this way. And it's every night, and it's the same weird thing. You know, and I have circulate, like I'm cutting off my own circulation with my arms.
That's what happens to me, but I don't know that I wake up in weird positions. It's just, you know, I guess I stay in one position for so long, and eventually it's like I can't feel half my hand, you know?
Is that?
Circulation.
I mean, but why am I guess I just don't realize I'm folding my hand under
myself. I don't even think there's a name for how I end up, but it's like sort of on my side, sort of on my stomach, one leg way up, but the arms are like fetal, like my it's so strange. And you don't ever see it because I get up before you. So I get out of that position really quick.
I've never seen you sleep like that. Yeah.
Anyway, so if you don't like the way, you know, you're sleeping, you want to change it, you have to work to change it. The number one desired sleep position is side.
Yeah.
People love to sleep on their side, and that's okay. Another one that's common that people are told to sleep on for better health and breathing and heartburn and relief from all of that and less wrinkle and fine lines is to sleep on your back. Like, and I can go to sleep on my back, but I never wake up that way.
Mm-hmm.
The only time that I will wake up on my back is if it's like a nap.
Right.
I will not turn over in a nap. But
well, here's what's up. You end up sleeping on your side.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Smurfy, at night, you always do. So, but the benefits of sleeping on your back, it is better for all that I mentioned, breathing, all of that good stuff. But you have to try to make that happen. In other words, so they say, start on your back, but if you want to stay there all night, you're going to love this, Murphy. Surround yourself with pillows.
Yeah.
Murphy does that. Yeah. He builds a fort. I mean, he has so many pillows. I'll get in the bed, I'm like pushing all the pillows. Like, man, you don't know I do that every night before you come to bed. I'm like, man, look at all these pillows. They're driving me crazy. But you have to train yourself to sleep on your back.
Yeah.
Put a little pillow under your knees. That feels really good.
Oh, yeah.
It can feel really good, and it helps you get situated. They say that if it hurts you to sleep on your back, try a little flat-ish pillow under your low back.
Okay.
It's not going to be working for everybody, but it might work for you. And then the pillows around really help because your body's not going to want to, you know,
move.
You'll naturally want to try to end up in the weird position, but the pillows are going to sort of keep you in your lane, if you will.
Coming up, Jody has three things to know today at 8:50. And Chris, we're coming to you next. Marriage advice at 877-310-4MSJ.
877-310-4MSJ to join us anytime.
What's going on, Chris?
I was calling to get some marriage advice.
Bring it.
Okay, find somebody whose faults you can live with.
Yeah, that's the truth. Whoa.
That's it?
That's it.
That's pretty simple.
It's a good one for you, Sam. Right?
Nobody has faults I can live with.
Sam is admittedly very nitpicky and particular. And yeah.
Listen, they may not seem like a big deal at the beginning, but you know, after 28, 30 years.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, again,
you can put up with.
Again and again and again. Yeah. I know.
We all have them.
We do. Yeah. It's true. I mean, that's one reason they also say work on yourself, have a relationship with yourself, because you can't be with one person all the time. But the amount of time you are with someone in a marriage, it's just bound to happen that you feel a fatigue on things. It's normal. You're human. Yeah.
Yeah. And just know that you're not perfect, and we all have imperfections, and find somebody whose faults you can live with.
Yeah, I love it.
Because they got to live with yours.
That's right.
That's true. That's
Yay.
Exactly right.
Yeah. Thank you, Chris. That's very different than compromising on values. You know, that usually it's right. The nitpicky, silly things that people kind of wind up fighting over.
I heard somebody say once, when you have that instance where you're about to get into it with your spouse about something, ask yourself, is this going to matter in a couple of years?
Yeah.
What you're about to get into it about, is it? That'll help you determine whether it's worth
it. So true. Yeah. That pauses everything. So what are my faults, Jody?
Hey, this is where you pause, Jody. Is it worth it 5 years down the line?
No, it's not. I don't see what's beautiful is that that's not jumping to my brain.
Yeah, me neither.
I can't on the spot drop faults, and I wouldn't want to. I don't want to focus on that.
Yeah.
You can ask Murphy and watch what your answer is.
What are my faults, Murph?
You don't have any.
Hey! I should have put $20 on that.
You should have put $100 on that. Yeah. Keep it coming. Join us anytime. We're asking for the marriage advice for our friends, Lori and Paul, who are getting married. And I love sharing it with you and hearing from you. 877-310-4MSJ.
Trending now. Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Brought to you by Avatar, The Last Airbender.
The famous booth from The Sopranos final episode sold on eBay this week for more than $82,000 on eBay. So 238 bids is what it got to have this original booth.
Do you get to take it home, or do you have to leave it in the...
No, you're taking it home. Okay. Here's why. Well, you're going to get, let me just say this, you get the seats and the table and the divider wall with the plaque that says reserved for the Sopranos family. This is from Holster's Ice Cream Shop in New Jersey. They're currently renovating the shop. And what they said was, the time has come. All good things need an upgrade. You know, the booth needs a facelift. They are remodeling, basically.
Does it come with an answer?
And it does not come with an answer. It says, please understand, we don't want to do this, but it's been repaired many times. This furniture is 60 years old.
Yeah.
And also on the listing, it was, please note that the jukebox is not included with the sale.
Oh.
So no, the show's creator never really elaborated on what, it's up to your, interpretation of what happened.
Yeah.
Someone recently pointed out to me that scene is from Tony's point of view.
Yeah.
Of like looking, so it's kind of like, how he behaved should give you your answers as to what happened to him.
If it's new and you can eat it, Sam's found it. He's the food dude.
Brought to you by Chick-fil-A.
Heinz's pickle-flavored ketchup has now hit the shelves.
Good. I think I want some. I like spicy ketchup. I like flavored ketchups. Bring it.
Thank you, Forrest. This has got pickle seasoning in it, so I don't know if there's little chunks. I
it
doubt
works.
There's little chunks of pickle.
If you can eat a burger with a pickle and ketchup on it, you can eat pickle-flavored ketchup.
Must be like dill, you know, maybe?
You think?
What's the big dill? This is good one here. Kinders, they do spices, and they're coming out with a line of flavored panko breadcrumbs. Now, the only flavor I've ever known of panko is Italian seasoning.
Italian flavored.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're coming out with a fajita seasoning. It's got chili and garlic in it and lime, a buttermilk ranch flavor panko, Parmesan herb panko.
That sounds good.
I've done a recipe where you mix Parmesan with panko.
Yeah, so but this is already done for you.
I know. I feel you.
So look for that. And also, big change coming to Beyond Meat, and there are patties. Mm-hmm. They're now going to use avocado oil. Apparently, it's healthier. Mm. 2 grams of saturated fat, 21 grams of protein, made with peas, brown rice, red lentils, and fava beans. I understand these go with Chianti really well.
All right.
I'm sure.
Thank you for that 20-something-year-old reference. But we get it.
Right, kids.
We get it.
And Chuck E. Cheese, unusual. They're testing out tiered membership programs at the stores in San Diego. They're trying it there. If it works, it'll be $8 to $30 a month. And for your fee, you get a bunch of play points per month, a discount on food and drinks, and a bunch of e-tickets that you can cash in on prizes.
Yeah, that sounds like fun if your kids are in a certain age range, you know.
And you're going a lot.
Probably not a long-term proposition for someone. Maybe they're secretly hoping you forget about the renewal.
And that is the problem with everything having a subscription is that you need to monitor your own subscription.
That's true.
Yeah, that's why they now have those services that monitor the subscriptions for you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And that's a subscription.
Yeah.
And Dairy Queen's got they're bringing in confetti cake dip cones.
Oh, nice.
And last spring, they got rid of the cherry dip cones, but they're bringing those back now. I don't have a date on it, but all the Dairy Queen fans who petitioned and everything to get the cherry cone back, it's coming back soon.
Cool. Thank you, Food Dude.